Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Nothing's worse than being a server in a family that doesn't understand the business.
Yeah.
And they
how are you not off?
How are you not off? They put a lot of pressure on you to be there. And basically, they're putting pressure on you to get fired.
Exactly.
Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business. Learn something. Laugh at something. On today's episode, it's Christmas on the clock.
Yes.
Yes, we work holidays. An inside look at essential professions that never take a holiday. Meet the real Santas. But first, the intro.
Tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay.
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend Danny DeVilla.
What's up, what's up, what's up, people?
If you're among these five professions, you work holidays, including Christmas. I know that holidays can be a necessity in certain professions. There are certain drawbacks and challenges that employees can face. And later on in the show, we'll go through the pros and cons of working on holidays. I know you think what you're thinking, like, what pros can there be? But for me, they're pros. I love that shirt, my man.
Thank you.
Now, what can you guess the top five professions that work holidays?
I will say, definitely hospitals, right?
Healthcare professions, healthcare. Yes.
Emergency response, which would be, you know, police.
Yes. You're on a roll. Yes.
Hospitality and hotels.
That's in order. You've hit 1, 2, and 3.
I know 7-Eleven, but I don't know what that counts for because it's like...
You're pretty much there. Retail workers.
Yeah.
Yes. Bring it home with the last one. Come on. You can do it.
Oh, what else do you... What else works holidays?
It's kind of like a non-obvious one. The public transportation.
Okay.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Because I thought they shut down on Christmas.
Come on, man. You got to go where you got to go.
You do got to go where you got to go.
You think the subway's closing?
No, not in the city. But, I mean, you know, smaller towns they do.
But public transportation.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
The buses got to run.
It runs on a holiday schedule. It doesn't run on a regular schedule.
Yes. But they still run. They still got to get stuff done. I mean, and that's just the top. There are the...
Of course.
A whole host of people work on holidays. But, yes, healthcare professions... The you know paramedics still got to work, healthcare workers, nurses, doctors, emergency services like police officers, firefighters, first responders, things like that, and of course.
And the crazy comes out during the holidays. Have you ever noticed that hospitals and stuff like that, they're always packed, okay, on the holidays?
Because these people, they're home together in mass.
Yeah.
They are home together in mass, so it's like a big. Big boiling point, you know? Then we have our hospitality, us. And so that's, to me, one of the biggest ones that could go either way.
Yeah.
Because do you really have to open, but you're in business, so you want to capture the business?
Exactly.
So some hospitality, they're closed.
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of spots I know of, you know, there's especially like the... Well, I think I mentioned our boy before, our boy Jason Raymond, his old restaurants, they would be closed on all the holidays.
Yes.
And that was one of his biggest things when he started his business was he wanted to make sure there's people. And there's, and even in South Florida, there's a restaurant company called Be Nice. Mm-hmm. And they give all their holidays, not all of them, but the big ones.
Yeah.
You know, they're closed, I think, they're definitely closed Christmas. Mm-hmm. They're definitely closed on Thanksgiving. They close on 4th of July. They close on...
No, that's bold.
Yeah. And they close... I think there was one other day that they're guaranteed, but it's like 4 or 5 days out of the year that they're closed regardless.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
You don't have the staffing headaches and things
exactly
like that.
Exactly like that.
Mm-hmm. And it really says, it gives you that endearment to the staff.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I don't mind working holidays, obviously.
I mean, we work them, but...
We work them.
But, you know, for the kudos to those people, to those restaurant groups that don't make you work on the holidays.
I agree.
Yeah.
Now, there are pros and cons to working on the holidays, so we're going to discuss that.
Yes.
Let's start with the cons.
Well, I'm guessing your number one issue is going to be staffing.
That's up there. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, because everybody wants off. Mm-hmm. It's one of those kind of things. Now, obviously, there's certain holidays that are going to be bigger than others. And I think Christmas has got to be one of the hardest ones to staff. You know, because it's everybody's like, oh, I got to go see my family. I got to do this. I got to do that.
Yes.
Anybody can have an excuse for Christmas.
And it involves travel.
It does.
Usually. So, because if you want off, you're not just wanting off for Christmas if you're going to travel.
No, you're leaving.
You're leaving, and you're leaving for a few days. Exactly. So in and around Christmas, the schedule makers are going to have a challenging time to cover you with other people that may say, hey, I got to work Christmas. Let me get off Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Let me do it the day after. I could push my family back a little bit. And it's like,
Yeah, those people that are local.
Janice is out of town.
Exactly. I mean, I don't work Christmas Day, personally. But if I'm here, I'll work Christmas Eve. And okay. I have no problem being, you know, as long as it's in my normal flow of schedule, I'm good. So this year, Christmas fell on my normal flow of schedule of being off.
Gotcha.
So I'm actually able to go home this year. It's be the first time in almost 6 years that I've been home.
And you are going home.
And I'm going home.
When are you leaving?
I leave Christmas Eve in the morning.
Okay.
So I'll work, because Christmas Eve falls on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. So I took off Christmas Eve, where I normally would work it.
Okay.
I will work, you know, the busier part. I'll work that Saturday and the Friday, everything leading up to Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. And so I'll leave first thing in the morning, Christmas Eve, and I come back Thursday night, which would be like the 28th. So mm-hmm. I'll be home for the busy weekend going into
New
Year's.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then rinse, repeat for minus you going away, Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve usually fall on the same day.
Yeah.
And so is Christmas and New Year's Day. And so you and I are very similar, where the day itself falls on my day off. I don't work on Mondays.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see.
What happens?
No one has approached me yet.
Got you.
Okay.
You're not above it, but at the same time, you're like...
I'm not above making money.
Exactly.
But let's save that for another thing.
Yeah.
We're talking about the cons. You mentioned staffing.
Yes.
And that's very legitimate.
Well, just people being... I mean, not even...
Limited family time.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, usually the holidays, we're talking about family time.
Family time.
And particularly about Christmas. When we say holidays, yes, there's different modes of holidays. Mm-hmm. You have your Labor Day and things like that.
Absolutely, yeah.
But it's Christmas time. It's Look at that gorgeous shirt, man.
Yeah, it's Christmas, baby.
It's Christmas, baby. And so having that in mind, a lot of people enjoy their families.
Family, yeah.
They have children, mm-hmm. or they are children and their parents have expectations.
Absolutely.
Nothing's worse than being a server in a family that doesn't understand the business.
Yeah.
And they
how are you not off?
How are you not off? They put a lot of pressure on you to be there. And basically, they're putting pressure on you to get fired.
Exactly.
Okay? Because one of the biggest things that you got to understand in this business is you work holidays.
You work, yeah.
But here's the thing. Here's the stigma. If you worked as a cop, or I should say a policeman, mm-hmm. or in first responders.
Yeah, if you were a paramedic or if you were a firefighter, they wouldn't even question it.
They wouldn't question it. If you're a nurse.
There's no questioning it.
I got to go to work. You got to go to work.
Yeah.
But you work retail or you work as a server or a chef or whatever, this is your time. You work when other people are off.
Yeah.
But they question it. It's like, this is how I make my dough.
Exactly.
So that's one of the things that's why we do this show. We mm-hmm. say it all the time. We bring these things to light because...
For people that don't know.
That people don't know. And really, just as a PSA, stop giving your family members in the business a hard time, because...
Because they're already going through it in their mind.
They're already going... Nobody really wants to work holidays.
No.
Right? It can be quite annoying.
Yeah.
And I mean, we've done shows about working on holidays from the perspective of being there already, yeah. but that's not this show. Listen, limited family time, we get it.
Mm-hmm.
But...
What are the other cons? What else you got?
Increased stress and fatigue, and I'll tell you why.
Oh, for sure.
It's a long shift.
Yeah. And like my spot is open from 12 on Thanksgiving and on mm-hmm. Christmas Day. It's 12 to 8 or 12 to 9. I think it varies depending on business, obviously. But this year we were open at 12 to 9, and we had a later push on Thanksgiving, but I don't know what they're going to do on Christmas.
Okay.
It depends on business.
Yeah.
But that's still a long day because you only want to staff one. You're not going to put on two shifts.
If you put two shifts on, it's more headache for you.
Exactly.
And you might as well ride that wave with the one shift.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's better to just close earlier.
Yeah.
Right? To not really fatigue. For instance, I worked Thanksgiving. It was a long shift. It was a long day. It was a double no break.
Yeah.
No downshift, no nothing all the way through. And it really beat a lot of people up.
Yeah.
Particularly getting there at 10 and leaving at 9. At
9 or 10, pretty much.
Yeah, without any... I mean, that's me. I mean, people were there even earlier. If you're talking back of the house,
yeah,
they're there...
Earlier and later.
Super early, like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Coming with those turkeys and everything else. Absolutely.
Exactly. And then you have people who are there after me, like the bussers and mm-hmm. things like that. So that's a particularly long day.
Yeah.
It's nice to be there for guests.
Absolutely.
And nice to make the money. But the flip side of it, somebody has to be there.
Yeah.
And that could be very fatiguing, being on your feet the whole time. And the people who come at the last turn still deserve your best.
Absolutely.
And though you might be fatigued, you didn't get a chance to sit down and eat a thing. That's a tough.
Yeah.
That's.
It's hard. Mm. It's hard keeping that smile on all day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And the professionals do it, but... Next we're going to talk about is the impact on your work-life balance.
Mm-hmm.
We touched upon it with the limited family time, but let's just say everyone has a holiday for a reason.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like you work all week, you deserve to have some time off.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when you're in one of these professions... that you don't have that balance. You don't have, you work
all week, and then somebody calls out on you, and then you're stuck at work again.
Yes. You work holidays, you work weekends,
yeah.
You work nights, you work swing shifts, particularly like nurses and things, yes, like that. They work a ton of hours in a couple of days in a row.
Exactly.
And then they might be off, but listen, when you've worked,
work 40 hours in pretty much 3 days, your body is wiped.
Yeah. You ain't trying to do anything the very next day or the very next 2 days.
I work 30 plus hours in pretty much 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And by that Monday, I tell my husband, I sleep pretty much all day Monday.
Yeah.
And just kind of, is that? And he goes, you never catch up on sleep. I said, well, I tried to.
Once you miss sleep, it's gone. It's gone. So at every opportunity that I can, I try not to miss sleep because it's really a detriment to your health.
Yeah.
And so that's the number one thing. If you do nothing else, having a good amount of sleep in the proper window is
huge.
It's very, very big. Now, the social isolation that one might feel working, you know, you feel separated,
yeah,
and then you get that feeling of, I'm in this by myself,
mm-hmm,
because generally we don't work with our families.
No.
Right? So then our families are doing one thing and we're doing another. And this one is very...
And you get those texts, like you'd be at work and you'd be like, your phone's just blowing up.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You get the thing. And
when
this,
are you getting off?
Exactly.
One thing that I've learned to do this year is leave my phone on the shelf.
I like that.
I used to keep it in my pocket and it's just a matter of, you know, I keep my things on me. And I noticed that Paul does that. He mm-hmm. keeps his phone on the shelf. And once I did that, it liberates me.
Oh, man, because you're not thinking about it.
You're not thinking about
and
it.
And then by the time you get to it, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
That has gone through. Because it's only in the moment that you're worried about what's going on. Once you've already completed the task, you're like, mm-hmm, okay, well, I missed it, but I'm free now, or I'm almost free, or, you know, you can almost respond and be like, what's going on now?
Yeah, I mean, it's really tough to live in two worlds. You're at work, and you already you have eight bosses.
Yes,
right. You got to deal with everything, and now you got to deal with the pressure and you feel separated from
your family,
or, from your family, or what the spirit of the holiday is, you know, and
especially
you get people.
Especially when you come from, like, let's say you know, you're new to, like, we live in South Florida,
mm-hmm.
and you get a lot of people that are transient, and they don't, you know, they just come down, and it's their first year.
Yeah.
You see it on them the most.
Yes. Like, hey. It weighs on them.
Oh, yeah.
It weighs heavy.
Yeah.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
We've been doing this for a long time. So mm-hmm. for us, we're like, okay, it is what it is.
Yeah.
We have roots here. We have created new families. We have created,
true.
You know, we create our own community.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I remember, though, when my first year here, it was tough on me. You know, because you're used to, even if you worked, or you still went home to family. You still
true.
Went and saw certain people. You still, you know, to not see them at all, or to miss the party completely, or
yes.
all the above. I get it. It weighs on you. And it's going to be a couple of years for anybody, especially moving to a new town and,
mm-hmm.
you know, starting over with things like that, that you have to work in this business. It is going to be hard.
Yeah.
But, you know, you'll make it through. You'll make a good amount of money, hopefully.
Hopefully. It's nice when the ownership tries to make it as easy as
yes.
possible on you, because I find it to be very empty when I'm working Christmas and Merry Christmas. It ain't a Merry Christmas.
I'm here.
You know, I'm here. What do you think? I'm glad you're here.
I'm happy for you.
But it ain't a Merry Christmas.
It ain't for me.
Get out of here. No, don't get out of here, but get out of here. It's one of those things that you're better off not saying anything. I get the sentiment.
Absolutely.
I understand what you're trying to say, but it's a Merry Christmas for you.
For you.
Yes, fine.
Me taking care of you.
Yes.
It's like, now, if I say it to you and you say it back, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Like, if I initiate it, but you don't have to say anything.
No, I don't really mind it. It's not a point of contention for me.
He's the Grinch. Don't let him lie to you. That's why he's wearing green right now.
I am very Grinchy. I lean on the pro sides of working on holidays. It's just one of those things that I don't really want to hear it. I just don't want to hear it. I can't stand when I get the if I don't hear from you all year, don't give me the Merry Christmas text.
Yeah.
Don't give me the Merry Christmas emojis and the memes and things like that. I don't care. I care about us communicating all year long.
Right, exactly.
If we're friends, you know, if we're only friends on Easter, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, save it.
Yeah.
And it's okay. No, it's really fine. I'm not mad at you, but I don't want to go through the litanies of
yes.
like Merry Christmas.
Now,
America.
If you're here, like, you know, if you're on vacation or you're coming down to visit us, hit us up completely. But if you're in a different state and you
But
know,
that's not a hit up, it's a mass text.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want the mass text.
Yeah.
What am I going to do with that? Right?
Exactly.
You're wasting my time. I'm working here.
Yeah, you look, there's 20 different responses. You're like, oh my God, how did I get caught up in that group text?
Yeah, I can't stand it. It's just empty. However, if you write my name,
mm-hmm.
hey, Merry Christmas, Marlon, you know, show me that it's a personalized text, I'm a respond.
Yeah, you're respond, exactly.
You know, like, you write to me, hey buddy, whatever, whatever. We talk all the time.
Yes.
But if we don't talk all the time and you want to message me, message me.
Yes.
Take that time. But if I'm in a long line of groups going through your phone because you're bored
and you're just sending emojis,
whatever. And you make it feel good?
Nah.
Nah. Skip me.
Yeah.
Not offended if I'm not included.
I'm okay with that.
Stop wasting my time. And moving on as well to another con, is the difficulty in planning and committing to events.
Yes.
You know, are you coming?
Probably not.
You know, I can't answer that. I don't even know if I'm off. Exactly. As I stand here right now telling you that I'm usually off on Mondays, I still don't know.
You don't know if you're working or not.
I don't know if I'm working or not.
Exactly.
Because you know what?
You don't know who went away or who did this.
Yes.
X, Y, Z. You might be on.
I might be on. I might be on a lot.
Yeah.
I might be on all day. I might be working a double on Christmas. Who knows? You know, because and you just don't really know. You can't plan.
No.
When you're in this business, you can try to plan.
Yeah, you can try to.
Yes. Best you could do is this. You could, if you're going out of town.
You can book your ticket.
You can book your ticket. You might get fired, but you're going.
You're going.
Right?
Once the ticket's booked, you're going.
Once your
ticket's booked, I'm going.
Yeah. But if you're local and you think you're just going to have off on Christmas and come back the next day, you ain't getting off. You know what I mean? Like, you're not.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to take that leap of faith.
Exactly.
And say, yeah, bro, I can't be there. I'm not going to be there. And yeah. What are they going to do? I mean, honest to God, like, listen, you're a good employee, da, 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 da. I know it's not preferable time, but that's the kind of leap you have to take.
Yeah.
But if you're just, I overheard a kid on Thanksgiving say, oh, can I be home by 6 because da, 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 I laughed.
A server?
No, it was a busser.
Okay.
It's understandable.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a busser, we could, like, as things go down, you could work one of them out.
Yeah.
You know? And he, I think he asked in a right manner, like, hey, you know, I get it, but
Yeah. If not, can I go?
Yeah. If at all, if this can make it happen, da, da, da. And you want to make as much happen as possible.
If I can be the first cut and you guys don't need me, can I bounce?
Yes.
And if not, I get it. I'll stay and work.
Yes.
Then that's the way to approach it.
I agree.
That's the 100% the way to approach it. You're all you do, you put yourself on the radar saying, hey, you want to get out if you can.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not being a dick like, I got to go. I got to do this. It's not set in stone. You're on the radar at this point.
True.
Yeah.
It was kind of, I got it because he's young,
mm-hmm.
but it's kind of a dumb question.
Oh, it's horrible.
Everybody wants to go.
Everybody wants to go.
Yeah. No one wants to stay on Christmas. But, you know, I thought he asked in a nice way. I just shook my head and been like, well, you know.
I don't know. But yeah.
What can I tell you? You know? And so if you enjoy our show, give us a like.
Yes.
You know, smash that like button, that kind of thing. It really helps us to know where we at and where to go with the show.
Mm-hmm.
And so the pros of working holidays.
Well, for us,
mm-hmm.
the tip's usually better. Okay, because, you know, you get the sympathy love. Okay. So people are sympathetic to you being stuck there too. You know, you get, I'm not saying all of them, but a good amount. I'll say 60-40. I'm not even going to go. I was bringing that as like maybe 80-20. No, but it's like 60-40.
Really?
Yeah. Where you're going to get a better, they'll leave you a little more. They'll leave you a little, you know, instead of you getting, if they're 20% there, but they're going to leave 25%.
I don't experience that.
Really?
I find that, and it could be a number of factors. I find that the price point being where it is, it's almost their gift to you.
They showed up.
Yeah, it was like, you lucky I'm paying these prices.
Oh yeah, because you do the brunch.
I do the brunch, but even if it's a dinner, know what I mean? It's still, it's an occasion place.
Yeah.
You know, so their occasion just happens to be the holiday.
Yeah.
And so I don't really, some people that I'm familiar with that will give me,
Absolutely, you get some regulars come in.
Yes, that's where I see it.
And that will get you through, yeah, because that's what helped me through on Thanksgiving. I had some regulars come and mm-hmm. see me, and they balanced, they elevated my day instead of balancing it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so the regulars, I think, are what makes it for me.
Yeah.
More so the fact that I have a known quantity sitting at my table
mm-hmm.
on a holiday, it ends up feeling family adjacent.
Absolutely.
If that makes sense.
No, it makes perfect sense.
Right.
It gives you that feeling of, okay, you know, I feel good about this. At least you're here to give me my balance. You know, I'm not getting it at home. I'll get it here.
Yeah, you're giving out some love to exactly. people that you actually do love.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. And so for me, letting you in on my personality, you mentioned that I was a Grinch, and I am, right? For me, I don't mind working holidays because for the most part, holidays can be a little noisy.
Yeah.
You know, noisy by me saying noisy, what are you going to do here? What are you going to do at this time? I know people that go to 3-4 houses on Christmas.
Oh, man.
Yo, that's a lot of, and so working can quiet some of that noise.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? I'm working.
I'm working.
I'm working.
I'm doing one thing.
I'm doing one thing. Count me out.
Count me out.
Right?
I'm good.
And so I've learned to rely on that, where I really want to unplug from the extraneous things mm-hmm. that I don't feel really belong in my holiday.
Yeah.
I don't really want to go to 5 different places and wear myself out and then I'm dropping at the end. I'd rather just work and make money instead of dealing with all you bozos.
Yeah.
It's really, really tough to deal with the fakeness of it all. Give me my Christmas every day.
Exactly.
Right? Show me love every day.
Yeah.
That's, to me, more important than, you know, oh, we got to go over here. We got to drive 12 miles over there, 20 miles back the other way. These people are going to get mad at us if we don't show up. Mad at who? Why? For what?
I'm working.
I'd rather work in some cases. Not in the way that I don't enjoy my family, but it's the noise behind all the other stuff. I don't feel like I need to really satisfy other people outside my immediate family. Let's huddle together and let's chill. I'll see you another time.
Exactly.
Or I go to one house. Give me one house.
One house is fine.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's where the value for working comes in for me. And another thing as well is I really am not that big on Christmas, so I don't mind working so someone else doesn't have to.
Exactly.
Right? But if it's on my day off, I'm not working.
I'm chilling, yeah.
I'm chilling. You're really going to have to come to me personally and be like,
yo, I need you.
I need you. Can you work?
Yeah.
And so I'm rather curious how it's going to play out, but for me, I'd sit at home.
Yeah.
By myself.
He'll do nothing.
I'll do nothing and enjoy it. And I have to deal with, you know, coming into work. And so some of these that are pros don't really even apply to us.
Yeah.
Like overtime.
No. Oh, actually, we got overtime on our check for Thanksgiving.
Who are you?
And they gave us, well, time and a half, not overtime.
It's still time and a half is overtime.
Yeah, yeah.
It ain't double time, but it's overtime.
Yeah.
That's good. I wonder if I got that.
You got a check for working the holiday.
I don't even look at my paychecks.
I know, neither do I. But it was funny because, you know, well, Amy, he's been on the show. She actually mentioned it and said we did. I was like, oh, okay.
Okay.
I didn't even notice that.
Listen, any kind of check or any non-tip thing, I don't even think about it.
Exactly.
I mean, you might live in a state and let us know. Let me know in the comments. Or you can email me, themodernwaiter@gmail.com. Let me know. Follow me on Instagram at themodernwaiterpodcast. Do you live in a state where you actually get a check? Right? Like, your hourly is such that, because my hourly gets...
You get small checks, though, right?
I get small checks. Most of my hourly gets... Eaten up for taxes.
Which is fine.
Which is perfectly fine by me. But, I get the tiniest of tiny checks.
Yeah.
I used to get none, but they've been raising
They've been raising the price of, So now we get little checks.
We get little... yes.
Which I'm okay with.
I'm okay. Of course. It's money.
Yeah.
Used to be for the longest, for the 75% of my career in doing this business, we made $2.19.
Yeah, $2.18 or something like that.
$2.19, then it went to $3 something, then whatever. It's up there now.
Oh, yeah.
It's not minimum wage.
No.
It's tipped employees never make minimum wage. But depending on the state, they make minimum wage or whatever. So if you're in that state, let me know how much you make.
Yeah.
You know, put it in a... Let's educate each other.
Absolutely.
So the overtime. So, but imagine you're a nurse.
Now, yeah.
Or a police officer.
If you're one of those, yes.
You're making overtime, time and a half, double time.
That's why they don't question it. Your family.
That's true.
Because
that's true.
They know, okay?
Bring
that in.
Exactly.
Where you were making X, Y, Z before, you're making double that. They're like, oh,
yo, daddy's got to go to work. Yes.
We'll, it's okay.
Yeah, we'll be. we'll hold this down.
Don't worry. Okay.
Agreed.
That just paid for half the presents. Go back. Go to work.
Yes. Another thing that doesn't really apply to us is that, so let's say you work in an office and you got to work on the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
You're now enjoying a quiet environment.
Oh, it's great. There's nobody there.
Yes. nobody at the restaurant is not a good thing.
No.
Right?
You need people. You need asses in seats.
You need asses in seats. But if you're, you know, in law enforcement and it's quiet.
Yeah, that you're, phone's not ringing. You're chilling at your desk. You're like, oh.
Yeah. This is nice.
Okay.
Let me play some Angry Birds.
Yeah. Especially
some Wordle.
Especially imagine like those small town, like where the cops is like, you know.
Somebody's got to be on.
Yeah, somebody's got to be on, but they know everybody.
Yes.
Everybody knows you. Yeah, it's. Yeah, they must be super chill, yo.
That's gravy, baby.
Yeah.
I mean, that to me, I don't know, because of the boredom, I'd prefer some action.
Yeah.
But in the grand scheme of things, I'll go in for a couple hours.
Yeah.
I go into the office.
You pop in.
Yeah.
Somebody else leaves, they pop in.
Nobody's here. I could get some work done.
Yeah. Go back on some other stuff.
Yes, yes. I like that part. Now, this one... having a sense of contribution, a mm-hmm. sense of purpose. You know, you go in. So for me personally, if somebody, you know, who has little children, who really loves the holiday season, if they're griping about working, I've done it. I've done it a lot of times. I'd be like, yeah,
I got
don't tell nobody, but I'll work.
I'll take it. Yeah, I don't want them to know. But
Yeah. So my way of doing that is not, I'm not going to switch it on the schedule. I'll just show up.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be like, yo, I'm working for Bert or whatever the case may be, because I want them to have a good time.
Yeah.
You know, it's like for me, I think I have a good time all
year round. Exactly.
Yeah, all year round. That's my whole thing. That's why I don't really do holidays like Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
My challenge is to be romantic all year round,
mm-hmm.
you know, or at any given time. So same thing with Christmas. You want to be generous with your time.
You don't want
to
feel obligated to do anything.
No, it ain't me. Yeah. I don't really want to live like that.
Yeah.
As of now, Danny and I are off. You're going to be out of town, so I'm going to miss that. You know, I made you some mac and cheese for Thanksgiving.
It was very good.
I'm not sure. Am I still on the hook for creme brulee?
Oh, you know you are.
Oh, man. But you're not even going to be here.
I can get it before. I can get it after.
Fine.
It goes in my freezer anyways.
Fine.
I don't even eat it until the January stint because we don't drink.
Yeah, so that you substitute?
I indulge in other ways.
I can't hate on that. We do this for you each and every week. Thank you so much for joining our show. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny Villain. Subscribe, 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 people.
We will see you next time.
Later. Ho, ho, ho.